Wasserman, journalist, activist, and author. Your new book is Strip and Flip Selection of 2016, Five Jim Crows and Electronic Election Theft. Harvey, we got about 3 minutes before we hit a break, and I got to go back to taking phone calls. In those 3 minutes, can you tell me how is it possible that Donald Trump could actually win this election?
Well, very easily. I mean, you know, anything could happen to Hillary along the way. We're, you know, this is August, well,
I mean,
not October.
Setting that aside.
Yeah, but if he can convince the Republican governors in Ohio, Iowa, Michigan, and Arizona to flip the vote count in those swing states, and if he's close enough nationwide, which he could be, like I say, this is August, not October, he could win the election.
Do the governors actually have the power to change the vote in those
states? Yes, they do. And late at night, if you have an electronic-based vote count, which you do in these four states, and you have a governor and a secretary of state from the same party, they can, at midnight, on election night, make the vote count whatever they want. And no one can...
Is this what happened in 2004 in Ohio?
Absolutely. And it was done by J. Kenneth Blackwell, the secretary of state, who met on election day in his office with George W. Bush and Karl Rove, who flew to Columbus to meet with J. Kenneth Blackwell. How many secretaries of state are met by the presidential candidates on the day of the election? He had a no-bid contract out to an IT firm that was controlled by a Bush family operative, and he did, they did the electronic vote count in 2004.
And it wasn't even, that, this company was not even in Ohio, right?
Well, the servers were in a basement in Chattanooga, Tennessee, which also
Tennessee.
Hosted the servers from the Republican National Committee and Karl Rove's personal email. But that was just a coincidence.
And the 22 million missing presidential emails.
Yes,
right?
Same deal.
Alberto Gonzalez got in all kinds of trouble over for
right.
one day, I think it was, Pat Leahy. He was yelling about it in the Senate, but the Democrats kind of let that go, unlike Hillary Clinton's missing emails.
Right. So the bottom line for 2016 is if Donald Trump is reasonably close to Hillary, where four or five states could swing the outcome, they could swing the outcome.
Yeah.
In that case, it doesn't get along with Trump, but I'm sure somewhere along they could make a deal.
Well, the Republicans are looking at the Supreme Court just like Democrats.
That's correct.
And they're willing to say, you know, we'll put up a crazy man to get, you know, three or four more Scalias on the Supreme Court.
Right.
Because the Supreme Court is actually more powerful than the president these days.
At this point in time, in many matters.
Yes.
And Trump is also anti-choice. And when push comes to shove, you know, Kasich and Houston, the two guys in Ohio, are also anti-choice.
Right.
And when it comes to, quote, saving babies versus stealing elections, you know which is going to win every time. So if Trump is within four states of Hillary on election day, watch out. Because these four governors and secretaries of state...
And we're going to see red shift again where the exit polls say that Hillary Clinton won, but the electronic machines say that it was Donald Trump.
That could happen. Absolutely.
Just like we saw in Ohio in 2004.
Yes. And in Florida in 2000.
Yeah.
And the stripping of the voter rolls is really going on very quickly. Greg Powell has a movie about this. I'm saying millions...
Chris Kobach is leading that effort out of Kansas.
Millions of black, Hispanic, and young voters are being stripped off.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Harvey Wasserman, his new book, Strip and Flip Selection of 2016, Five Jim Crows and Electronic Voting Theft, and check out Solutopia.org as well. Harvey, thank you.
Thank you, Tom. Always great.
Good to have you with us. And we'll